This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. Here we go. You dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us this morning. Live in Australia. Alex is engineering the broadcast. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very, very well. I hear a little crackling in your telephone connection. Maybe we can resolve that if it continues during the next break. So, Gwyneth, where do you want to start? You want to start with a little nursery rhyme? Do you want me to start with something that I found out about the Chinese factory outlet? Where would you like to start?
Okay, I think I would like to start with a nursery rhyme.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure if they even say nursery rhymes in America anymore, okay, the way the educational system has gone. But I'm sure that some older members of the class will remember this one. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." Does anybody know that nursery rhyme?
A lot of us who are baby boomers do. And there's some links to some words like stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum, right?
Yep, that's right. Okay, well, I'll explain what the nursery rhyme means. Jack Horner was actually a historical figure, okay? His name was actually John Horner. But back in the day, they often used to call people who were John, Jack, of course. And he was a historical figure, and he was a young boy, and he was a servant in what in England they used to call the big house, which meant he was a small servant of a lord of the manor back in England. And what happened was he was given an assignment one Christmas to deliver a pie from this manor house over here to that manor house over there, okay? And it was cold, and it was rather a long journey, and he sat down, and he got hungry. And so he thought that nobody would notice, being a child, children never change, if he lifted up the corner of the pie and took a handful of pie filling out and filled his little belly. Now, when he opened the top of the pie, he found that there was actually no filling in it. That instead, there were title deed documents. And he had learnt how to read a little bit. And so he understood that they were very, very important. And so what he did was he didn't deliver the title deed documents to the place where they were supposed to go. Instead, he took them home. And he showed his parents, and he said, "This is mine. I found it." And his parents you know, they might have been lower class people, but they were honourable enough to recognise that their son was actually the one who had got these documents, and so they decided that they would let their son, that their son was the one who had them, and so Jack Horner became a very, very wealthy man. He went and he claimed the title to this vast estate, and it was actually granted to him, because in those days, whoever had the title deeds of the estate was the owner of that estate, okay? And that was what happened. Now, I had a dream last night, in that stage of sleep where you're just about to wake up in the morning. That's the stage of sleep. If you ever have a dream in that stage of sleep, it's very, very important to notice it, because that's the later stage of sleep, and those are usually the dreams that turn out to be prophetic. Now, what happened was I had a dream where I saw there was a group of men, and they were gathered in a basement, or it seemed like a dungeon, okay, or a cellar. I think you call them basements in the United States, don't you?
Yes, we call them basements. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this basement was done up like a dungeon, and there was this group of men, and they were old men, and they were playing Monopoly. And they were the Monopoly men. They were the servants of the banker. And it's a really funny thing, because in the background, there was playing this music. And this all ties together, and it'll become apparent in a moment how it all ties together. They were playing this music was playing in the background, and this music was their theme song, okay? It's as if the final acts of a movie was playing out in my dream, okay? But the song that was playing in the background, anyone who's been a fan of the Pirates of the Caribbean will know the Pirates song from Pirates of the Caribbean. And something in my mind clicked, and I said to myself in the dream, oh, that's the music that was written by James Horner. And I'm not sure if it was written by James Horner or not, but it was close enough to be relevant to the dream. Now, these Monopoly men were very, very frightened, because they knew that the whole act, the whole play act of their scheme was in its final phases, and it may not succeed. Now, how this is all relevant is that they've got a plan, and their plan is that they want to rob you, they want to rob me, and they want to rob all of us of our estate. They want to be the Jack Horners, to rob us of our title deeds to our estate. That is what's going to happen. Now, they, of course, have no right to any of our estates. And the unfortunate thing is that with most people, they will actually succeed in robbing them of their estates, because people do not have the knowledge and the courage to stand up to save their own estates. And I've been shown of what it is that we all need to do to stand up to these people so that we don't lose our estates, like that lord hundreds and hundreds of years ago lost his entire estate to a little boy called Jack Horner. And if you go to the Horner family today, It is an actual family, and they're hugely, hugely wealthy. They're one of the wealthiest families in England. And I don't know if James Horner, the famous musician, was actually a descendant from the famous Jack Horner, but it really wouldn't surprise me if he was. You know, but what we need to do to save our own estates is actually very, very simple. Shall I go into that now, Vincent? Or
sure, that'd be great.
Should I wait until we get to the other side?
Well, no, start now. You've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Now, there's two groups of people in particular who are after taking your estate off you. Okay. One of them is the municipalities, and the other one is the bankers. Okay? Now, both of them, like I say, it's very, very easy to defeat them under, you know, under the common law. But you must stand under the common law because, you know, they've got no rights under the common law to any estate that you have. The municipality can only claim that you have not paid your property taxes, okay, if that is in fact the case. But what you need to do is you need to point out that they are a corporation and they thus have no right whatsoever to charge taxes. And you need to go out and research their corporate registration details, and you need to bring them up in court, and you need to dig your heels in, and you need to not back down. That's very, very important, all of the above. And if you get a corrupt judge who does not accept any of that, you need to appeal, and you need to keep appealing until you get to the Supreme Court. Because what they're doing is absolutely fraudulent, okay? These municipalities are all corporations. And I detailed last Wednesday, it was last Wednesday, wasn't it, where I said about the UCC 1-308. You need to claim UCC 1-308 over your own real estate and say, I reserve the right to maintain fee simple title, allodial title of my own land, which cannot be extinguished under hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of common law precedent. You cannot extinguish allodial freehold fee simple title. Cannot be extinguished.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, did you want to continue this discussion, or do you want to go beat up Walmart?
No, I've got a little bit more to say
about
this. Okay?
Sure.
If you are in Australia, and if you are in Britain, okay, if you're in Australia, you can still put UCC 1/308 in there. Because the Commonwealth of Australia is a corporation registered with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. And just to reiterate, I gave out these details last time. Their CIK code is 00008051 57. That's their registration code on the EDGAR register for the US SEC .gov, I think is their website, isn't it? Yeah, and
I believe that's right.
If you go there, you'll get I think it's the search box is CIK search or EDGAR search results. And, you type in 00008051 57 in that box and you come up with the details. But there's also another one, okay, which is an act of Imperial Parliament, okay, of the House of, the British Houses of Parliament, which is law in Australia because we never We never rebelled against the crown in this country, so we are still under the rule of the Imperial Majesty, and so is Canada. And so this act is applicable in Canada, and it's applicable in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and it's applicable in Australia. And that is, this is where the monopoly men came in. That's called the Statute of Monopolies. And it states in the Statute of Monopolies that the only municipal corporations that are allowable are the ones that were established at the time that the Statute of Monopolies were was written into law, okay, and that no other municipal corporations shall be allowed, okay. The words that it actually uses are these corporations and none other. Now, that and none other is self-evident, that if you have a municipal corporation that is less than about 400 years old, it is unlawful under the Statute of Monopolies. The Statute of Monopolies is on the United Kingdom's Department of Justice site, is still registered as an Act of Parliament, although it was signed into law over 400 years ago. It is still an Act of Parliament. It has never, ever been revoked. And so it is the law in the United Kingdom, and it's also the law in Australia, and it's also the law in Canada. So any municipal corporate status that any municipality claims in Australia or in England or in any of the United Kingdom or in Canada is completely unlawful unless that corporation was established at the time when the Statute of Monopolies was signed into law about 400 years ago. And the list of these corporations that were actually established at that time, such as the City of London, such as, I think, the Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow, I think, is a very, very short list of municipalities that were actually, municipal corporations at that time, and there wouldn't be more than about a dozen of them in all, okay? Any other corporation is completely null and void, municipal corporation, and they've got no right to charge property taxes.
We'll be right back, and we'll discuss this a little more when we come back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We will rebuild.
Rabbi Jeffrey Myers of the Pittsburgh area synagogue, where 11 people were shot and killed on Saturday. He says they will repair the damage and eventually hold services there again.
Because we're a tree of life. We've been here 154 years, and you can cut off some branches, but the tree will continue to grow, and we will be back.
The rabbi spoke on NBC's Today show. The suspected gunman, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, faces 29 charges linked to the incident. He's due to be arraigned today. The manager of the World Series champ Boston Red Sox says the team has not decided whether it will visit President Trump at the White House if they're invited. Alex Cora asked about it after the Sox won the series last night, saying the club will, quote, talk about it later on. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, the United States government is really big on acronyms. And you used the word EDGAR search. And you're absolutely right. And I thought we could define that. Would you like to define that, or would you like me to do that?
You'd better do that. I don't actually know the definition.
Okay. EDGAR. You know, like J. Edgar Hoover.
Yep.
E-D-G-A-R. It stands for Electronic Data Gathering, comma, Analysis, comma, and Retrieval. So EDGAR is electronic data gathering, analysis, and retrieval. And that's the kind of stuff the government does. They gather data, okay? And it's an online public database from the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, also known as the SEC. And EDGAR performs automated collection, validation, indexing, acceptance, and forwarding of submissions by companies and others who are required by law to file forms with the Securities and Exchange Commission. So that's EDGAR. Now, you mentioned a numerical sequence, and that was 00008 05 157. And if you'd like to do it the easy way, class, and see what Gwyneth Isaacs is talking about, all you have to do, another acronym, AYHTDI, all you have to do is, AYHTDI, type in your favorite search engine, just this number, 00008 05 157. And you will find out that you have found the company filing known as the Commonwealth of Australia, whose business address is 1601 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, also known as the Australian Embassy in Washington, D.C. There it is.
Yes. There you go. I went, when I first found that out, my jaw scraped the floor. And I think that when most people find that out, their jaw scrapes the floor. They are a private corporation. And we do not have to consent to contract with them. And, you know, any, you know, if they try and claim that we must contract with them, for X, Y, and Z, or they're going to get us, or we can't do business here, we need to point out that that's actually in breach of the statute of monopolies, and that it's called extortion, and we don't have to do that, you know. And you know, it's a really, really crazy, amazing thing, but it's true. There's no disputing it. It's absolutely prima facie. It's on the face of it. That's how it is. But, you know, by the way, I have to put my disclaimer in here, okay? None of what you're hearing in this broadcast is legal advice. None of it. All of it is just education. All of it is just opening your eyes on how the world actually is, okay? You've got probably access to the internet either at home or through some other facility. Go and check this information for yourself. And your actions are your own responsibility. And I do not give legal advice, but I do inform and educate people about what the law says and their rights under the law, primarily British and Australian common law. Now, it gets even more amazing than that, because we haven't even started on the banks yet. If you, by the way, in closing, if you are fighting the property tax thing, either in the United States or in Australia or in Canada or in Britain, you need to, unless you're unfortunate enough to be in one of these municipalities that was established over 400 years ago under the statute of monopolies, okay, then you've got to take another course of action, because then this doesn't apply to you. But if you are in one of these other municipalities, which is probably the case, which is claiming to be a corporate municipality, they have no rights under the law. In Australia, you can also claim, once again, HCA 11 2015. We went into this last Wednesday. Go and listen to last Wednesday's broadcast. okay? The corporations, you don't have to contract with them. And also, there's another Australian precedent, which is, I forget the HCA number, but it's FEJO, that's F-E-J-O, versus Northern Territory, okay? I think it's HCA 54-1996, but I'm not sure on that one, okay? But if you type in a search engine, F-E-J-O versus Northern Territory N-T, it'll come up with the precedent, and 11th paragraph down, there is a paragraph that says something like, you know, that fee simple rights have long been recognised to be absolute under the, you know, by the courts, and that when it says things like to such and such as his and his heirs and affines forever, it has long been recognised this indicates fee simple title, meaning freehold allodial title. And we all need to stand up right now for our freehold allodial title rights on our real estate, or we're going to lose it. Because these people are evil, they're corrupt, and they want your land. And they want my land. They're not going to get my land because they really put their foot in it, my not local municipality. And now there's no way that they'll ever get it because they just really stuffed up big time, and they made a monumental error in their legal filings. It can't be undone, and it's done, and they've been informed of what has happened. And that, you know, I'm never going to pay property taxes again because I stood up for my rights. I'll never have to pay property taxes ever again. Now, that's enough information, I think, on the municipal side. Now we need to go over to the banking side, because that's the other group of monopoly men who are seeking to claim tremendous property rights on everybody's real estate. But once again, they're very, very easy to defeat, okay? The only way the bank will ever have any claim on your land is if they have a mortgage over your property, okay? And if, you know, they can only obtain a mortgage if you agree to go into a mortgage with them. And unless it was for the purposes of initially buying the property, I would say that you'd be very, very foolish to ever, ever give the bank any mortgage over your property unless it's for the specific and express purpose of you buying that property in the first place. Because, of course, these days property values are such that usually a mortgage is necessary. Now, my land here, I actually paid cash for it. So there has never been, between me and a bank, a contract concerning this land, okay? But I reckon I've had mortgages with other pieces of real estate that I've owned in the past, and I've paid them off. Now, with the bank, but once again, they're very, very easy to defeat, but you need to know what to do. And that is, if you stop paying the mortgage, whether willingly or unwillingly, you will usually get a period of months before the bank contacts you and basically says, you're behind in your mortgage and we want to foreclose. You need to notify that you are not just going to fold over, that you are going to contest the foreclosure, okay? You need to absolutely contest the foreclosure because there's a number of grounds that you could win on, but the one that is most likely to succeed, given what's been happening with the mortgages that have been going through the foreclosure process in the courts, you need to write to your bank and you need to notify them that they will be required to produce the note, the original mortgage documentation that you filled out at the time when you signed the mortgage, and that you will be contesting this foreclosure, and that you will there will be a period of discovery during which the bank will be required to produce the note. And I'll tell you what, Vincent, in 99.999% of cases, the bank will not be able to produce that original mortgage note. And that information is something that is really, 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 really important. So important that the bank will, in all probability, be completely unable to produce the original mortgage documentation with relation to your loan, not a copy.
Yeah, they will be able to produce a copy, but the original, you're probably right. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, we had a Get Great Expo in Lebanon, Missouri, the City of Lebanon Corporation. And I was so outraged, I demanded a meeting with the mayor, the police chief, the fire chief. Why? Because they sent the police in droves to our expo and frightened our guests. They sent the fire trucks with lights and sirens and horns. They frightened our guests. They parked the fire engines out front as if the building was on fire so people wouldn't come in. I mean, they pulled all kinds of stunts. So I demanded this meeting, and I showed up with Mrs. Finelli, and the only one there was the city manager. He decided that he would tell the mayor not to show up, the police chief not to show up, and the fire chief not to show up. And I said,
"Oh boy,
do you have a copy of the Missouri State Constitution?" He said, "Well, I'm in my car somewhere, but we don't go by that. So we have our own policies and procedures." And that's a quote. I have a recording of it. So I just looked up. I just went to a search engine and I typed in the following words. Let me get to it. One second. I typed in, "When was Lebanon, Missouri incorporated?" And here's what I found out. Lebanon was founded in 1849. The community was named after Lebanon, Tennessee. It's actually spelled Lebanon, but here in Missouri we call it Lebanon.
Yeah.
The former home of many of the first settlers. Lebanon also had many motels for travelers along Route 66 to stay in. That's a quote. Everything I just said was a quote. If you go down to another search engine result you get Lebanon, Missouri - Wikipedia. And it says, history, Lebanon was founded in 1849. The community was named after Lebanon, Tennessee, the former home of many of the first settlers. Lebanon also had many motels for travelers along Route 66 to stay in. Incorporated 1877. Incorporated 1877. Now, mentioned that there are corporations posing as governments. Well, this says incorporated Lebanon the city of Lebanon is a corporation incorporated in 1877.
They're a corporation.
Yep.
There you go.
So in terms of the Constitution, well, they said, I mean, Chris Hurd is his name. He's the ringleader of the city of Lebanon, posing as government. He's the ringleader of that corporation, and he said, we have our own policies and procedures. That's what corporations have. Corporations have policies and procedures.
That's right. But corporations are subject to UCC 1/308. And that's just how it is, because that is the Universal Commercial Code, is it not? And if they're a corporation and they're under commerce, they're under the UCC. It's not hard to understand.
Well, here's the question then. How do these parasites, and I use that term, I believe, accurately, they are living off us. Okay? They are unwanted. They come and take from us. How is it that they can get away threatening us with guns? I mean, they have the guys in the costumes, right? They show up with the guns, and they will sell our property. They'll confiscate our property. They'll steal our property because they say we haven't paid them what they've demanded, meaning extortion. They call it taxes. How do they get away with this?
Because we let them get away with it. We should all be counter-suing under UCC 1/308. Everybody who's getting this done to them needs to counter-sue under UCC 1/308.
So well, after they sent lights and sirens and disrupted our expo, I felt that they breached our contract.
Damages.
And what I decided to do was I was not going to pay them the balance since they damaged our expo. And they tried to come after me and they backed right away.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.